John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Now, for those people out there who've been keeping an eye on developments down at Dunk Island, there's a very significant announcement. Their coverage in the Cairns Post today reads that Dunk Island is poised for a new era after the dilapidated properties, like a bloody bomb site. The dilapidated property sold to Annie Cannon-Brooks, the wife of Atlassian Chief Executive Mike Cannon-Brooks, for about $25 million. The low-profile deal comes in the wake of a failed bid by Upsense Media Capital to buy the property. Now, a spokesman for Annie Cannon-Brooks said, quote, Annie has purchased the land with, please listen, the intent to preserve its natural beauty for years to come. I think there's a hint there that don't get too excited if you're thinking you're going to see Dunk Island restored to its former, I don't know, party island image. Maybe a different thing altogether she's got in mind. It goes on to say it wasn't clear whether she had plans to redevelop it as a tourism destination because she and her husband have built up extensive residential property portfolio, but the island resort's a departure for them. I'll cut to the chase here. Real estate agent Graham Anderson said it's great to now see someone buy it who has sufficient cash to rejuvenate the once bustling tourist destination. But there is the hint that it may not be presented as in the same sort of structure or design it once operated, which was fundamentally, you know, upmarket restaurant. There was entertainment there. It was very much, you know, party central in many ways. It may now be different altogether. The new owner's commitment to the Dunk Island environment suggests significant development could be in doubt. But Mr. Anderson, who has lived in Mission Beach for 32 years, was hopeful any investment would be good for tourism. The island is one of only a few freehold islands on the Great Barrier Reef and offers significant potential to develop a major tourism icon with mainland power connection, commercial sealed airstrip and utilities infrastructure. Now, I've got Patrick Blewett on the line. Patrick is the Executive Officer, Cassowary Coast Tourism. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm well. Firstly, how did you receive the news that the sale has gone through?
Oh, look, you know, obviously I'm very excited and very positive for the whole region. I remember we spoke last week about some other investments and we knew this was in the pipeline, but it was very much kept low-key. Which is good and always a positive sign. Mm. So, yeah, it was well received yesterday when the news finally came through yesterday morning.
Now, we know the news about the Spit. We've been talking about that recently, which is very minor compared with the original resort space, if you like, and infrastructure. But how dilapidated, Patrick, you may not have seen it, I know, but you might have heard reports coming back. How dilapidated has it become in the last decade?
Oh, look, you know, parts of the old resort are basically in need of pulling down and being rebuilt. Part of the resort is in fairly good shape. You know, the bonds, the previous owners did do some work to the pool area, main reception area. So, look, you know, it is in need of extensive repo. There's no doubt about that. But we just have to wait and see what the new owner's plans are. Obviously, his you know, very much an environmentalist. Yeah. So whether he does develop an environmental, sustainable resort, which would be very much in keeping with the Cassowary Coast and its natural beauty. So we'll just have to wait and see, John. You know, the positive is the sale has gone through. The positive is it's a self-funded investor. You know, it's not reliant on external funding to do what he decides he's going to do with the project.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it, on that basis? So there'd be no need, actually, to have huge numbers of people pouring over there because finances wouldn't be an issue. And I guess that, once again, lends weight to the belief that it may be established very much as an environmental experience with limited numbers, if you like, limited access as far as numbers is concerned.
Yeah, look, it could well be, definitely. You know, the original resort was quite a small resort in the whole scheme of things. You know, there was about 140 rooms over there in its heyday. But, you know, again, you know, we just have to wait and see, John. You know, the positive news is that it's been purchased. We've all had many false dawns in that with regard to that aspect of the island. So we've got to accept that, you know, it's under new ownership now, and we just have to wait for their plans and see what they plan to do with it. The purchase of the island does come with the lease of the spit, and we know under that lease through the Cassowary Coast Council, there are activation dates and points. So again, we know that will be activated fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. And again, as I said yesterday, we just have to wait and see what their plans are for the mainland or for the main portion of the island.
Everyone's being very tight-lipped about it, aren't they?
I suppose we have to be. We haven't engaged with the new owners yet, obviously. The sale was only confirmed yesterday morning. So I'm sure in due course they will sort of roll out their plans and start some engagement either with the council, with local tourism bodies. So we just have to wait and see, John. There's no point second-guessing. As I said, the positives for the whole community and tourism within the Cassowary Coast is we finally got a sale and we have the opportunity to engage and help develop something quite special on the island.
Yeah, and it is one of those points, make this point here, that it's one of the few freehold islands on the whole extent of the Great Barrier Reef, so it makes it fairly unique. Can I just ask you this, psychologically, would this sale have an impact at all on, well, for example, the local real estate market, the other operators who rely on some activity, or used to rely on some activity at Dunk Island? So I presume they'll be hopeful about an improved situation business-wise?
Oh, most definitely, and even, you know, as early as yesterday afternoon, speaking to a couple of the real estate agents who were involved in the deal down in Brisbane, that, you know, they were confident that other properties on the market that are currently on the market will now, you know, be recipients of increased demand and increased interest. You know, positivity breeds confidence, John. When you've got an investor of the wealth of the new owner of Dunk investing in the region, then it just send positive signs to other potential investors. As we spoke last week, we've seen investment from the southeast corner in Mission Beach over the last couple of months across a variety of tourism holdings. So, you know, there's nothing to say this won't spark renewed interest.
Exactly. How's your tourism industry going? It's been chockers up here.
Yeah, chockers down where we are as well, John. And I think, you know, we're very much reliant on that self-drive market, as you're aware, which has supported the region so well, especially during COVID and post-COVID. But what we really need is a diversity of offerings to the wider tourism market. And again, we hope with the sale of Duncan, potentially a renewed sort of product and offering, it will just increase the demand for the region. But it's very strong at the moment, as it is for ATTNQ.
Very interesting, Patrick. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Thanks for your time.
That's Patrick Blewett, the Executive Officer, Cassowary Coast Tourism.